Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. Here's what's going on this afternoon, things that we'll be taking a look at on the Chad Hastie Show on Thursday's program. Abortion Barbie, Wendy Davis, that's right, she's back in the news now, declaring herself pro-life, according to the Washington Examiner. She's the Texas senator, of course, famous for filibustering a bill that would increase regulations on abortion clinics here in the state of Texas. She dubbed herself pro-life during a campaign event today. She was on the campus of UT Brownsville. She said, quote, "I am pro-life. I care about the life of every child that goes to bed hungry, every child that goes to bed without proper education, every child that goes to bed without being able to be part of the Texas dream, every woman, every man, everyone who worries about their children's future and their ability to provide for their future." Isn't that nice of Wendy Davis? If you're trying to figure out exactly how she can call herself pro-life on this, how it relates to abortion, how it relates to Republicans, here's what Wendy Davis is doing. It's a very subtle jab at Republicans, but basically, there's an argument made from the left, and it's a moronic argument. Don't worry about that. Don't try to put any sense into it, because it's a pretty stupid argument. But the argument is that pro-lifers, Republicans, conservatives, those who are against abortion, only care about the child until the child's born, until the mother gives birth, and then the mean, cold-hearted Republicans will shove the mother and the baby out into the cold and kick them while they're down and kick the baby right in the stomach so that way no one has to worry. I mean, that's how the Democrats try to portray pro-life Republicans. We all know that's full of crap. We know that's a pretty moronic way of thinking, but that's how the Democrats tend to think about the pro-life crowd. We all know it's not true. We all know Republicans care about kids. Republicans care about people in general. But that's not how Democrats are able to sell their message. Wendy Davis trying to portray herself as the "I love everybody" type of candidate out there. Some will buy it, most hopefully will not. Speaking of Wendy Davis, another story here. This one from our good friend Eric Erickson over at redstate.com. Abortion Barbie, Wendy Davis claims in court that she has mental health issues. The Democrats, now I'm not trying to make fun of mental health issues. I'm really not. But here's why Wendy Davis claims that she had mental health issues. Are you ready? Back in 1996, according to Eric Erickson, Wendy Davis lost an election for the Fort Worth City Council. After the election, she sued the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, the paper in Fort Worth, for defamation. In short, Davis did not like being criticized by the media, so she sued for those criticisms, claiming that they defamed her. The Texas Court of Appeals and the Texas Supreme Court both threw out her case. But it's worth noting, according to Eric Erickson, that Davis, in making her case, claimed that the newspaper, by virtue of criticizing her, damaged her mental health. Regarding her mental stability, Davis sued the newspaper months after losing her city council seat, or her bid for city council, and claimed that she had suffered and was continuing to suffer damages to her mental health. So Wendy Davis has mental health problems because she was criticized by the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Yeah, that's nice to know. On the Thursday edition of the program, we will talk about these stories with Wendy Davis. We will also be talking about Chris Christie in 2016. Plus, Colorado voters approved a 25% tax on pot. What do you think about that? Would you be okay with a pot being legal if you taxed it at 25%, what do you think about that? We'll talk about it on the show tomorrow. You can send me your tweets. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. Have a great Wednesday afternoon. We'll see you back Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Chad HD Show on KFYO.